Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning to all of those who have tuned in for this month's strategy meeting. I am excited to have this opportunity to share with you all as we continue to plan and strategize for this upcoming November. I believe that we have made phenomenal strides. Is there a male on the line? I'm going to assume that probably means no. I didn't hear anything. Let's just open up in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for what you are doing in the lives of your people. Thank you that you entrust us with this ministry opportunity to share with your people and to just be vessels and conduits for restoration and for healing, for deliverance that leads to emotional and spiritual healthiness. And so, Father, we ask that you would continue to download in us the strategies that you would like for us to take, to use, to utilize, to implement as we move forward with this kingdom assignment. We thank you for this kingdom assignment and those that will be impacted by it. And we pray, Father God, that we would always have an ear to hear that which you would be saying unto the church. And we bless you for the process. In Jesus' name, amen. So, we want to start off. I want to start off just thanking everybody who has come into the studio. I think we have had some very, very positive studio tapings, and those tapings that were done virtually with Evangelist Katie. And so I definitely thank everybody for being a part and submitting your work. And we're just excited about this dual move of the Holy Spirit as we prepare for the retreat and the experience, both of them. Want to just kind of go over some things. I'm not sure if Papa Henderson is on the line, but we kind of mentioned the September 12th 10 to 2 session, if you will, that we would have our prayer session, and then corporate worship that we would be doing on Zoom just in preparation leading up to the November retreat and experience. Alrighty, so as we look at this one conference, two tracks, I just want to go over some preliminary information before we just kind of fast forward. We are, we set a theme. I am actually very excited about that. Just need to turn to that page. But we definitely have our theme going and our scriptural review that we've made a determination to pass out to people. And I believe that Elder April is on the phone, and so we will also find out what has been passed out so that we can move forward. Our scriptural things are based out of Galatians 1:15, the Living Bible, and Psalm 71:6. And so I'm not sure if someone is on the line that can read that, but we definitely want to keep that listed before us. And therefore, as a result, we are seeking individuals to review it in various versions of the Bible and do approximately a 5 to 7 minute exhortation in taping for it. We want to be able to have some teachings that we can store on YouTube to use that for this upcoming conference in November. So that is definitely the goal. So as people are coming into the studio, our pop-up studio, how is that? So that people can kind of understand what we're doing. That is the goal, to have these things available. And then we'll kick off session with the September 12th meeting that will look like, we'll just call it a 4-hour conference or strategy that Prophet Henderson will be coordinating. And from there, we've had some formats turned in that we can use to create just a study tool so that we can move forward leading up to this virtual conference in November. Our November dates are November 19th through the 22nd. The conference is November 19th through the 22nd. And I actually want us to begin to look at, especially as we're working on this August conference, you know, what kind of rooms, if I understand Zoom, in my learning Zoom, how is that? What kind of rooms, whether it needs to be, let me find that blue piece of paper. Hold on, I understand there to be two options. So whether we do the meeting option or the webinar or a combination of both, we definitely want to begin to look at that so we can budget for whatever space that we need virtually to be able to host and hold this conference. So any insight suggestions? I pray I'm talking to people. I'm just going to believe that I'm talking to people and we're just quiet.
No, so I'm listening.
Wonderful. Thank you. Okay, and so we're staying with the theme, His Story, My Story, The Becoming of One. The motto for the experience side is rise up, get out, and go worship. And we're really looking to develop the conceptual concept of the Bride of Christ and what all of that looks like and how we can create that. Again, I'm not the virtual conference person, but I am sure that there has to be a way to create a virtual Bride of Christ table gathering where individuals are brought to this table and understand what it means to become one with Him. I'm sure there has to be a way to create a foot washing and a communion. Now, I don't know how that happens, but we have at least a month to kind of see if it is a viable plan for us, and if it is, how we can implement it so we can move forward. All right, so I know that the question was, when do we go back and do taping? And is Evangelist Katie on the line? I believe part of her question was, when do we review what we've taped so we can talk about how we're going to release it? So I really wanted to focus on that and on the registration. Elder April, where are we with the registration and the taping process?
As far as taping is concerned, I believe my last conversation with Evangelist Katie was that we had approximately 10 to 15 videos that have been completed.
Come on. That's me clapping, but okay, anyway.
I believe we're between 10 and 15 that have been created, and I believe that they're just ready for whoever to review them before they are released.
Okay.
Yeah, so I believe that was my last conversation with her as far as taping is concerned. There's still maybe two or three individuals who have not done their tapings who would prefer to do them, you know, on site versus doing them remotely. I think there's only maybe three people, you know, who would prefer to do it on site. You know, I know that Evangelist Katie is really into the remote world, and she's definitely willing to work with those individuals who want to come on site. She'll work with them with doing it remotely. That's a conversation that you and her can have. I just know that there are some people who just prefer, you know, they're just not comfortable with the remote world, you know. So that's where we are.
So we just need to schedule another on location taping.
And again, it's only maybe three people that I know of who would prefer to do it on site.
Well, if we schedule another one, then I think we can kind of tweak our list and look at who are the people that we've reached out to, who are the people that I may have overlooked or just made the assumption that they would just jump on board. And maybe we should send something out via email or text inviting people that would be interested, that have been a part of either or both of the experience and the retreat, if they would want to come and do a 15 to 30 minute taping teaching, and or be a part of, remember we talked about doing the round table, the question interviewing kind of concept, doing some promotional advertising videos.
And I can be prepared, you know, for individuals who, you know, need to do a taping, but they're just really just not comfortable with how to do, like they just don't know what to talk about or whatever. You know, I'm prepared to do, you know, like an interview with them, you know, if that's going to make them feel comfortable. Or some people may feel intimidated about talking to a camera, you know, there's no audience. Well, you know, then I can be prepared to kind of help ease that anxiety. I'm like, okay, well, talk to me. Have a conversation with me, you know.
Okay, I personally think that is phenomenal. So what do we think about using September 12th? Because we're doing did we ever determine if Prophet Henderson was on the line? He may not be on the line. He may be in another meeting. Did we determine, what do we think about using September 12th, which is a Saturday, to do interviewing, taping, just making an all-day thing of it at the church?
Okay.
We could do the virtual conference. We could do, preferably the weather will allow this to work. But we can do the interviewing. We can do the taping. People that want to be a part of just a virtual, not a virtual, but be a part of an audience, individuals who may want to do it over the phone. I don't know how that'll work, but they may want to schedule a phone interview with you. And we can just have multiple people interviewing. We can do some taping. We can do some advertising and kind of then flood social media with it. And then that gives us 2 months to get people registered. And it gives us enough things to put out there, I want to say almost every week, to keep people interested. It won't even be it won't be the same information. You know, we can just kind of say, you know, what's one thing you would tell people? Somebody may say, register, or you don't want to miss this, or, you know, but different people will continuously, even if we just get 10 people, and we script it for And then if while they're talking, they feel comfortable to go on their own, to do a 1 minute, you want to be a part of this, it can change your life. A 1 minute testimony.
It's doable. We just need to find out who's available September 12th. Is Evangelist Katie going to be available, or will Henderson be doing the tastings, you know? But it's
actually,
definitely
we should shoot for having two people doing the taping.
So
we definitely should have more than one person doing taping. Say that again, please.
So then you would need both of them to be available on September 12th.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to say... And let me just check, because I want to say the church picnic is the week before.
September 5th, I think it is the date that they have.
I may be mixing apples and oranges, but it may be possible for somebody to take the camera at the church picnic and just kind of ask people impromptu, you know, the conference is coming up in November, what it, 1 minute, what would you tell people? And that's a very relaxed kind of atmosphere. And even if we talk to 20 people and we walk away with something we can use from 16, we're still ahead of the process.
Okay. Again, just talking to Evangelist Katie and Prophet Henderson, are they going to be available on both of those Saturdays or either of those Saturdays? Because, since they're the ones
okay,
who did
and then let's also see if we can find somebody else that takes.
Oh.
In the event that they're not available. Now, I mean, I don't know who tapes, so please. I don't know who tapes and I don't know how to tape. But if there is somebody that's there that's like, oh, you know, I'll be there. I can do it for 40 minutes. I don't know. I'm making this up. And we could get some usable footage. I think it would be kind of cool to do it at the picnic, only because it's just one other thing that can happen. Prayerfully, you'll have some youth there that have been a part of the sexual relational healing retreat. And we're not, it's just kind of like, can I ask you a question? Do you have, can I have, you know, 45 seconds of your time? And it may be something that we can abstract, we can pull out, to even make a video, to just make a 2 minute promo. Because I think what comes from the heart will reach the heart. So we're not looking for some perfected script. We're just looking for people that has been a part of it, that has benefited from it, to speak. I definitely want to ask Pastor Bernadine. Dadeo. So I think if we send an email, text, whatever form of communication out, telling people this is what we want them to do and inviting them to come do this. So I think somebody like Pastor Gloria Brooks, people that have been a part, you know, like she's done the pastor's portion ever. I think you could get Apostle Lat to come on and do something. People that have been a part, reaching all the way back to some of our transitional housing, they don't have to say they came via that way, and yet if they want to, they can.
Okay.
Now, I don't know how you could do phone interview and capture it, but if you can do phone interview and capture it, I think we have access to a lot of other people. So somebody like Minister Cynthia could do a phone interview. We could get the posters. Well, they probably could do the little virtual concept you all are doing, but.
Are
you getting all of this out?
Brainstorm. Just have to brainstorm.
Oh, no, this is, wait a minute, this is us brainstorming. Now we just have to implement it.
I mean, I'm trying to listen to you.
April?
Exactly, because I'm writing and listening to you at the same time nobody's saying anything. I'm like, okay, it's just you and I having a conversation.
Well,
no, Pastor Rogers is writing.
Oh, Pastor Diane is writing, she said. Okay.
Yes,
no, Pastor,
I'm writing
Diane, we
also.
We need you to speak up because
no,
you definitely go far back. I mean, you're not someone new to this process. You've been attending the conferences for years, and then you've attended it from multiple perspectives. So even from a ministry that came in to do ministry for individuals, for couples, for children, for, you know, people that have been sexually abused, for the victim and the victimizer, for the predator and the prey. So you have ministered to their bodies in very personal and intimate ways, you know, just through body massage and the healing and deliverance that takes place as you begin to do that. You can speak, and then all of the married people, and then one year you did all leaders. And so you can speak to it from a Pastor Diane, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you can speak to it from a variety of different perspectives.
From the experience that I received.
Okay, sure, from the experience that you received in ministering to all of those different people groups. So in teaching couples how to do the massage, you know, the restoration that happens when you learn to touch, not for sexual pleasure, but for emotional oneness, for emotional healing and restoration. So those kinds of things, because that's very much a part of what happens through the Only by Faith ministry. What's her name? Elder April, definitely want us to reach out to Minister Elaine. Without a doubt, I think she would be a phenomenal part in this. I'm not sure who else is on the line, because you would know how to get in touch with Minister Elaine, correct?
I don't.
Okay, we can get you contact information. How is that?
Okay.
I have somebody else in mind. I'm just not sure how well it'll work. Who else is on the line?
Pastor Norwood.
Okay, okay. Hello, Pastor Norwood. Minister Pat, how are you? I know you're not on the line this quiet. I'm sure you have been to at least 17. Okay, maybe 18 years of this. So, again, you have worked from the medical perspective. You've done a lot with the emotional healing perspective. And you can speak to how our bodies shift because of emotional trauma and pain. And emotional trauma and pain produces all kinds of sickness and disease. But once we begin to deal with the emotional trauma and pain, once we begin to receive healing and deliverance and restoration, part of our path to wholeness and wellness, we begin to see some of those symptoms, they're no longer an issue. So, you know, we may have been dealing with pick a disease. I don't know, chronic headaches. I'm trying to come up with something simple. But that was just tied to some of the spiritual. Okay, Pastor Diane said tied to high blood pressure. And I'm down with that, but I'm going to take it a step in a different direction. It was tied to, okay, Overseer says stress. Okay, amen. It was tied to witchcraft. Okay? And so as the bonds of witchcraft, as the bonds of ungodly soul ties were broken, then the serpentine spirit had to release the pressure that was contracting in your mind and in your emotions that took it from the mind down the core of your back, which had it wrapped around your body, and they received healing and deliverance simultaneously. Well, therefore, it would have definitely lowered their blood pressure and definitely lowered their stress. But you see what I'm saying, and it's the Pastor Diane and any other nurse on the line?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yes. I hear it. It goes right with the classes that we're doing also.
Okay. Amen. Amen.
The coaching,
so I
the coaching
really want
classes.
Us to the coaching classes.
Yes,
okay,
that's what it talks about, the being made whole. So you would have to be released from those ungodly spirits, as you said.
Yeah, I think that that's phenomenal. Elder April, we can, you know, all those ties we had, because I think Dr. Kathy brought all the ties because we're going to do the soul tie class. I think a virtual soul tie seminar would be phenomenal. How many ties has it taken to entrap your soul, and what the process of getting free looks like? So that is something probably that should, for you people that can do virtual, be a good illustrative message. And I'm really glad everybody is writing and taking notes, so that is going to make this a lot easier.
Pastor Brooks in the line.
I'm sorry, who?
Amen.
Pastor Ford, F-O-R-D.
Oh, we got, so this is a nursing line. Okay, I can, no problem. All of those apply, and so then Pastor Ford, Pastor D, let me say that because I'm going to be messed up in my mind if I say Ford.
I think Evangelist Katie's in the line as well.
Wonderful,
yeah,
Evangelist Katie. And she's silent? She's never silent. Oh, okay,
you
well, she's getting her thoughts together. I'm only talking because no one else is talking. But nevertheless, we're going to have some interactive stuff so that we can understand what we're looking to do for August and then the one in September. And I think if we plan accordingly, we can do something small in October, again, something else that just kind of, especially virtually, that leads to this platform for November. So, you know, we can talk about, I think, one of the silent gifts in the body of Christ, one of the silent gifts in the church, and yet the church can't exist without it, it's the ministry of helps. And so looking at the ministry of helps and how that begins to feed into every other ministry, and yet how those that serve in those capacities, their voices have been shut. And so I think that there's a healing and a deliverance that can take place. And I'm use that with Pastor D, because I know she's been here for 20-something years doing it, to begin to, and that's good because I wanted to go all the way back to the Thea Bowman Center. So, Pastor D, I know you go all the way back to the Thea Bowman Center, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful. I was sitting here going, I need somebody that could go back to the Thea Bowman Center. Sister Pat, you were at the Thea Bowman Center?
That's on near Wood Street.
Huh?
Was that near Wood Street?
Right. You did the conferences at the Thea Bowman Center?
I think so.
Oh, God. So
I came at the end of that.
You came at the end of it. So the Thea Bowman Center, you know, I know we did 3 years of a variety. Is Lynette on the phone? Minister Lynette? No, okay. I know she goes back to the Thea Bowman Center. Good Lord to Jesus. So it was a different conference. It was a different conference then. And so even interviewing somebody like Minister Lynette, like Pastor D, Dr. Dorothy Peek, not, oh, well, yeah, she was there, Sister Lucille, Dr. Kathy, all of those people who started at, there was a completely different levels of deliverance and healing that took place, and they've walked through the years of that, and how you can walk, you can receive healing, you can receive deliverance, you can walk in it, but over the span of time, something happens, and it's almost like we allow it to slip away. We don't practice our deliverance. We don't practice our healing. We don't practice our victories. And so it's almost like we become, all I know is that we don't practice it. And so I don't say we don't practice it so we lose it, but we don't practice it so we don't walk in the freedom of it. So all of those people become phenomenal people to do testimonies, to do classes. Pastor D should be on doing a few sessions. She can do 2 or 3 15 to 30-minute sessions.
She's walked people through the emotional and psychological and medical healing process. Minister Pat, what is this book that you love that becomes your emotional, I don't want to call it your emotional Bible, but your emotional reference? I could see the book, I just can't think of the name. Minister Pat, what's the name of the book?
Well, you was on mute. Is it Experiencing God?
Not Experiencing God. No, it's your the emotional book. You bought it at least 4 times. What is it called?
Is it Don Colbert, the Emotions Healing Book?
Yes, the Emotional Healing Book. That's a phenomenal book to take some excerpts out of and talk 5 minutes on. Phenomenal book. You've read that book at least 10 times. You've bought it at least 4 times. You have a
Minister,
relationship with that book.
Minister Burnett is calling in now.
Wonderful. Is Pastor Linda on the line? Those individuals that have been a part of groups, they've done some groups, some silent screen groups, and just the candle, what was the candle service called? The candlelight
candle. Yeah.
Yes, you know what I'm saying. Oh, Evangelist Katie, okay, the silent one in this group. I really believe that you and Henderson and Pastor Marlette can begin to speak about, I said your name, I had Renfro on mine, but all of you worked in tandem together about the healing properties in music and in worship. So there were several services that were created to talk about the healing properties that come from certain type of worship. Okay, and so that's why there was a midnight worship experience, because there is healing in worship. You don't believe me? Ask David in the Bible. David. He was really into that ministry. And so just reminding people that there is, you know, creating a space or a room in this whole virtual conference gadget where some healing worship can begin to take place. I think maybe 6 or 7 years ago, we talked about different people that were instrumentally inclined to come up and create their own healing worship platforms. So, you know, I'm not asking somebody to make a CD or anything like that, but you may put together 7 minutes of instrumental healing, clapping, humming, tambourines, trumpets, harps, piano, I don't know, all of the instruments out there, but you all get the picture, correct?
Yeah.
Good. So all I am looking to do is stir up in us and then just begin to show some of the variety of platforms that exist that we can begin to build on and share from. There may be those that say, you know what, I really, 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 Elder April says, I really enjoy working on and putting together the names of God. I would like to just for 48 days do a 7 to 12 minute insert on the names of God and just hold a 7 to 12 minute, what do you call it, virtual class. I don't know what you call these virtual things. A virtual class on a name
worship
of God
room.
Every day for four, a what? What is it called?
Call it a worship room because it's being used for that purpose.
Okay, so Elder April says for 7 to 12 minutes every day for 48 days, I want to take the name of God, and I want to create this worship room where we share on the name of God. We meditate on him. We practice some of our centering prayers, posturing prayers, all of the prayers in that spiritual discipline book, and we do that in this virtual room with this virtual teaching of the name of God. Does everybody feel like they see their place? Is there anybody that doesn't see their place? Because I can stop and make assignments.
I don't see my place doing virtual.
You can see your place doing something virtual?
I can't.
You can't. Somebody said they can't. So would you feel comfortable doing a taping with somebody, like if Evangelist Katie called you and said, you know, you've been to 28 conferences. What's something you would share with somebody? Would you feel more comfortable kind of doing an interview?
I would like that better.
Okay. Oh, that's a loud sound. Okay, so then let's make a note that Pastor D isn't interested in doing, you know, coming into the studio, our pop-up studio, and taping, but she would love to be interviewed. She would like some questions. She would like to come up with some questions. She would like for us to come up with some questions. And she doesn't mind sitting down and doing a sip and talk, you know, having cappuccino around the table, you know, and just talk to us. You've been doing this for 23 years. You've attended 31 of laborers' conferences that all were centered around emotional and spiritual healing. You can start with Pastor D. When you first heard that we were going to do a sexual relational conference, what was your first thought? Please, somebody ask her that question while you tape her. Because she thought that I had lost my mind. She wasn't going to do it. She wasn't going to be a friend. She thought I had lost it. Didn't you, D? Pastor D.
Yes. Yes.
I mean,
somebody
was about to mute,
or they're too close to a speaker.
Somebody in the room with you, Apostle, needs to mute their phone because it's providing
nobody's
feedback.
Nobody's in the room with me.
Okay.
You're getting
two
feedback,
people,
but nobody's.
There's somebody that has two mics or two speakers open or two phones or something. One of them's got a mute.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, it can't be me. Sorry.
Okay.
Is it better now?
Yes.
That was me.
Nope. I'm still hearing
okay,
it.
Okay, I still hear it in the background, and then it's not me.
There's somebody else that got two devices playing, a phone and a computer or a tablet or something. One of them's got a mute.
Something needs to go on mute because I don't know. Somebody did something. Well, thank you to everybody. I don't know who did what, but thank you. Well, maybe I spoke too soon.
No, that's not it. It's still going on. No, that's better.
But if we don't hear it now.
Yeah, so whatever they did, that worked.
Okay, well, let's just keep going. But so that's a question that somebody like Pastor D can answer, because when it first came up 24 years ago or whatever, she was a part of that. Okay. I'm trying to think of somebody else. I think that we can reach out to the Fords because they, at some point, in shifting, they addressed that sound is piercing. But it's okay. We'll talk through it. I don't care. Well, we can reach out to the Fords because they definitely, when they came on board, they addressed. What? You don't think so?
No, I was. Thank you. The sound was just kind of piercing the ear. It was competing with your voice. But go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, no.
We have Minister Lynette on the phone, and maybe everybody can mute while you're talking because the sound was piercing.
Okay, well, the sound was piercing, but I think that the engineer muted two people. So if you're talking and we don't hear you, text me at 773-779-2900, 773-779-2900, because some people have been put on mute. Our apologies. But what you have to say is very important. So text me, okay? 773-779-2900. Okay. We definitely need to reach out to the Fords, the other set of Fords, Pastor Roger and Karen Ford, because they brought another element to it. And I think interviewing them would be extremely helpful. We need to reach out to Brother Suleiman Davis, because that just really opened things up tremendously. I don't know who's on the line that started off with Seal when we would start this whole process off doing the night training on with Emmaus at the middle of the mm-hmm. night, walking the streets and ministering and
mm-hmm.
all of that great stuff. So going back that far, and then the men of Emmaus coming and being a very intricate part of that process, and he is able to share how that has impacted their lives and the impact that it's had on his and even Emmaus. Okay, as it has completely transitioned into something different. So that's definitely two sets of people that I strongly recommend, Elder April, that you reach out to do an interview, number one, an extensive interview with both of the Fords and with Brother Suleiman, and then invite them to do some teaching. So it would be phenomenal coming in and doing some teaching, and he probably could do it virtually too. That probably wouldn't be a big deal for them. Reach out to the Postons, because again, that was again around the same time. I think around the times of the Postons and Evangelist Versaline Williams, and I'm missing somebody, Evangelist Marie Griggs, I'm missing a person. But that's the development of the Divine Revelation of Hale, and that conference just kind of was a game changer. It shook everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that all of those become things that we need to capture and share so that, because I don't want it to be lost, and I think it will help people understand the evolution of what it is we're doing, how this is evolving. I think it'll help us.
We have Minister Lynette on the line, I believe.
Hello, Minister Lynette. Maybe. Minister Lynette, are you saying something and we have you on mute? If you're saying something, then text me at 773-779-2900 because we don't hear you. So, with Minister Lynette, it's going to... Minister Lynette, can you say something now? Yes, we can hear you now.
Great. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So part of, I'm trying to remember, but nevertheless, I was saying that you are somebody that goes all the way back to the Bowman Center. You populated definitely a fourth of the conference with your registrations for the early years at the Bowman Center. Felt like you could speak to the process because you've gone through the process since its conception.
Mm-hmm.
And then even having Bond, Pastor Johnny Bond, Sister Nina Bond, Kit, even somehow interviewing them because they went through it in those early years. That was just a very intricate part of their process. And I believe that they could speak to the healing properties. And healing is a choice. And so we've received it, and then we've gone on and moved on, and we don't even know that healing is still there available for us to tap into. And we just don't always know how to live free with it. I felt like interacting with Minister Lynette would be phenomenal because, again, her, Pastor D, Sister Lucille, there are some people that, you know, they were at those first conferences in the Bowman Center when we were doing spiritual warfare, and all the lights in the building went off.
Yep. And it smelled like rotten eggs in the basement.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, but, and those were some of, I mean, I'm sure we all can speak to some experiences. I'm trying to, but I think there are certain things that we just need to capture that should be shared in the interviewing process, that there's some teachings that can truly come out of it. The year that we did the experience and we put Port Heaven on the cross, it actually had thorns in it and hurt his poor back. Jesus. He was like, really, apostle? But he stayed on that cross and did the work that needed to be done. What a testimony, and what that should testify to each of us, that the cross is not comfortable, even if you're acting it in a play. But we can never come down. Doesn't matter the discomfort, we can't come down. The year that we had the rain, where literally, I think we were in the Holiday Inn, and we had did that rain song, Ramada, and we looked up, and you know, it was raining in the room.
Yeah.
I mean, we had real rain straight from heaven in the room. People had drops, they were wet, and it was not a leak in the ceiling.
That was phenomenal.
So,
we have Pastor Linda who's listening online.
Wonderful. Again, for Pastor Linda, as I said, there are those individuals who did groups. They just did a lot of the groups. And so there, those individuals that do the groups, the empowerment zones, experience the conference from a different perspective, because their interaction with the participants was very, very different. And so I think that there are some things that can be shared of the necessity of that and how that can happen for November from a virtual perspective. So all of the insight that Pastor Linda has, you can text me because I know you're listening on the computer, so we can't hear you. But just text us, because I think that insight is important. You know, the experience that we wrap the room around with a red cloth to speak to the blood, or we walk Christ's life and how it became alive. I can remember those children that started, you know, kind of trying to crawl out of a place and the enemy trying to get them to come back, but they persevered. There is a message in that kind of perseverance and understanding the Lord's role in our life. So I just think we need to capture that. I don't know how much of that Evangelist Katie was able to get on tape, but even using some of that for advertising and teaching purposes. So I think we shared a lot. Everybody, you know, I think we see how far back I definitely want to go. We've had some phenomenal silent teaching on self-mutilation, and that is a huge issue in the body of Christ, self-mutilation, a huge issue in the body of Christ. And I think that we need to talk about that. Obviously, the whole domestic violence and all of that, that's more acceptable, if you will. Or at least it's something that we don't mind having a conversation about. But definitely, you know, addressing self-mutilation, emotional, spiritual, and natural suicide. I think that those are some things, and there's lots of us on the line. So if there's some areas that you go, oh, I can remember us covering this, and I think it's something that needs to be said again, then let's implement that.
Apostle.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a question. You know, what I think is most powerful about
the Ministry of Laborers for Christ is the fact that it's a small ministry. And I remember after the first conference, I just had to go see where all of this, in my opinion, power was coming from. And when I walked into your one room,
I know what room you're talking about.
Sanctuary. I was just blown away. And then even more so by the power of intercession, because as a result, I put all my family on the prayer list. That was the longest prayer list I can ever remember. And all of my family that was on that list are saved, have given
the
their lives to the Lord.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I mean, seriously, and their children's children, because so I look at the power of I don't know what you, if I don't want to say small beginnings or but basically, yeah, and how you're still a small ministry doing powerful things. So, you know, I don't know how to attest to that or use that as the encouragement for others. Just that God can do powerful things in and through the body of Christ with a small committed group.
So then, can we get Minister Lynette to do a video on that with Evangelist Katie, even remotely, and
I
she can just kind of tell her testimony?
I think that would be. I think that would be powerful.
You know, because we don't want people to feel like that the one cannot make a difference because the one can. So
then, Minister Lynette, can you put all that into a video? If, like, we can connect you with Evangelist Katie, and then that could be your video?
That's fine.
Yeah, or it could be her testimonial. She could do a testimonial.
Too.
But
Mr. Lynette has my number. She can set up a time.
Say that again, please.
I said Mr. Lynette has my number. She can call me and set up a video time, and then I can go over the details with her.
Okay. Okay, that was easy.
But I want everyone to see their role. And to,
so can
you know,
we do the same thing as Pastor D? She's gonna kill me.
Yes, I have Pastor D's number, and I'll seek her out for that video.
I think Mama D gonna kill me,
y'all. She won't kill you guys as long as it's after August 20 something.
She's silent.
Purple.
I'm listening.
Oh. Well then, Pastor D, can we get you to do your video like that then?
Okay, if you all help me, I'll do it.
All
right. All you got to do is prepare what you're gonna say, and then when I call you, be ready because I'm gonna tape you that day. You got a laptop, you got a smartphone, you got everything you need to do this remotely. I don't have to come to you. You don't have to come to me. We'll talk later.
And she may be somebody that's easier to do an interview because she may not be into that. She may be more of an interview person.
That's fine. Who do you want to interview her? Because I can connect all three of us together and still do the video remotely.
Yeah, I mean, it don't matter who interview her. She'll talk to anybody. Well, I mean, I don't, oh, my God.
Mama D, who you want to interview you?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, just somebody say I'm interviewing you and get the party going.
Hello.
Okay, you want me to do it, Apostle, since nobody's saying anything?
That's fine. I mean, you can get a list of everybody we said, set up the interview date, and go for it. We can start off with Pastor D. She will also have insight into some other people that would have something that they would like to share. I can see Emma Edwards having something to share. I mean, the list is endless. Her mother-in-law, definitely. Janice, I can think of a few people that, you know, that's what I said, it would benefit. So let me do it this way. Elder April, put together an email so that we can have it sent out on a, excuse me, somebody saying something? Oh, right, Pastor Bessie. Oh, my God. Yeah, they fell in love with it and took it to, not to Toledo.
How about Pastor Turner?
Oh, Turner, Carolyn Turner, right?
Yes.
Is that who you're talking about, Pastor? Okay, yes.
Yes, I can get in touch with her.
Because like I said, in those days, her and Pastor Brooks and all of them, that's something, they would come that Thursday. The other days, maybe, yes, probably, but definitely would be there for the leaders track on that Thursday. Janice Poole, wow. Tommy Poole, her husband, that's how he got saved. And then came back and got baptized.
Wow.
And who, all those people that were baptized at these conferences.
Is it Pastor Bernadine that's over the women's ministry?
Right. It used to be Pastor Bernadine over Grace House. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is anybody friends with Felicia Beckett?
I'm friends with her niece. I can probably get a hold of her.
Oh, it would be phenomenal to interview her and talk to her. She wrote some of the first stuff for the conference. She wrote, I want to say, two of the first books.
You want her to call you?
I want you all to interview her. Paper. I mean, I'm not saying I don't have to talk to her, but I don't want anything to be on hold till I can do it. I'm giving you guys people to definitely reach out to and get the party started. The Toledo crew, because we took it there twice, I believe. I mean, I know we took it to Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we took it to Dallas, but I think we went to Dallas. I know we went to Dallas to do all of the prep work. What did you say?
You said you had gone to Dallas to do the prep work. I don't remember you saying that you had a conference there, but you definitely did the prep work. And we do have AEN affiliates that are in Dallas. So, I mean, you know, there is a possibility that at some point in the future, maybe, you know, doing something in Dallas.
Oh, yeah, we keep getting people that's relocating to Dallas, you figure.
I mean, we have, like, three or four AEN affiliates that are in Texas.
Oh, cool. Okay.
I can think of at least three off the top of my head. We have we may have more, but, I mean, I can think of at least three.
All right, I definitely think we should reach out. I think we should reach out to Rhonda Thomas Walker. Again, she's somebody that wrote some of the, she's done some writings that have been implemented, and she's done some insight into some of the, from an addiction and an emotional perspective of sexual restoration. So she would be very, very good for this process.
Wasn't there a lady named Freddie May something who did a lot of teaching? Freddie?
Oh, reach out to Freddie Schubert. Thank you.
Yes.
That's phenomenal. She's out of Salem, Freddie Schubert. She was also instrumental in helping us with the whole AIDS component. But she did a lot of teaching, Freddie Schubert. Dr. Kathy may know how to get in touch with her, because I'm sure my information probably is not current. Anybody else? Because I'm sure the writers are writing this down. So Freddie Shuford, phenomenal. That's a good one. Who else? Pastor Bernie.
So, Apostle, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
All these individuals that you're mentioning, you know, maybe have them participate maybe as an opening session at the conference. You know, set it up.
I mean, we definitely could do that, but I think we would benefit from hearing from them leading up to the conference. They would definitely be very instrumental in that. They would definitely be very instrumental in helping formulate this conference. But I think doing a Voices from the Past, Voices from the Present, all that have that formulate the Voice of the Future session would be phenomenal.
So that's why I'm suggesting, you know, perhaps having all of them to, you know, kind of do, I'm just calling it a round table for lack of a better term, as maybe an opening session or whatever at the conference.
I definitely think that's phenomenal. As long as we reach out to them, but I also think that they would be phenomenal to do taping. They would be part excellent to do taping. And with them, they draw a different type of person as well. And so, Evangelist Katie, can we put something on Facebook as well? Not just Elder April preparing an email to send out, but I guess actually a text, but can we also put that same thing modified on Facebook?
Just send it to me, that's all.
Well, you know, okay. Elder April can coordinate that one with you. What else? Who else?
Or I'll pull it when she send it, either way.
I'm trying to figure out what she's going to do.
So let's prepare for the next taping, number one or number two, where we're at in our little process. As we prepare for the next taping, let's set a date in August for the next taping.
I thought you said September.
I'm getting to that.
Huh?
September, when is the picnic? The September 5th date as just a preliminary, let's go through and do some interviewing, just, you know, interviewing people that have been a part of it. Let's use that following Saturday, September 12th, because we're planning to do a full Zoom concept. In addition to that, let's spend some time, let's see how we can coordinate some on-site tapings and things of that nature on a massive level. I don't see anything wrong with setting the schedule with about 15, you know, plus people coming in to do it. Let's coordinate multiple people, Evangelist Katie and Prophet and whomever else has taping skills to tape.
Pastor Mike would be a good interviewer.
Mm-hmm. Can you interview and take simultaneously?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
And he's also doing the conference on that Saturday, right?
Yes, but he can do all that.
Okay. I just want to make sure we're clear. Okay.
Now, I'm sure he's not doing it alone, so people that are a part of this strategy meeting should see themselves involved. You may not get the assignment to after next weekend, but you definitely should see yourself having a role to play.
It's his conference, right?
everybody should see themselves having a role to play. You will not get the assignment before next weekend. You will not get it before the 20th of August, but you'll get it. All right, so let me shift. It's not really a shift, but
So to be clear, make sure I have my notes correctly. You want to use the picnic date as a date for some impromptu interviewing, I guess, on site, and then the conference that Henderson is doing in September, you want to use him as well to do some tapings of other people.
Major
that are on
tapings,
site.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, I need to save the date, and we were supposed to have the registration out by August 8th, which is today. Where are we at with that, Elder April?
You need me to do, I'm sorry, you're asking me to do what?
In the last meeting, we talked about you working on the registration. And we were going to, you know, have that out by the 8th. And then we didn't talk about who would do the save the date, but we talked about having the save the date ready as well.
Okay.
So that
so
was
here,
my fault.
Because
in
so
July,
here,
I didn't say.
Yeah, let's have a
mm-hmm.
conversation offline about that, because I do have some questions.
Mm-hmm.
So we
mm-hmm.
can talk offline. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So how can we get a save the date?
So can we talk offline?
For the save the date?
I have some questions about both of it.
Oh, okay.
So we can make sure that we have, you know, correct information, whether that's going out or whatever, you know, so we're all the same. So whoever does the state to date before it goes out, you know, make sure that we all understand, you know.
Well, yeah, that's
what
I'm trying to see, who we have to do it, because we definitely want the registration and the state to date, because the AEN conference is in a few days. I definitely, my goal when I said we wanted it out by the 8th was so that we would have it available for that conference as well.
Okay, we can talk offline.
What else do we have? Well, actually, we're stuck at that point. Because that's the last piece.
Okay.
So if we can, I know Pastor Linda is listening. If I can do a roll call to see who's on, and then we can, after we meet, we can update you all with just what you need to know moving forward. And that way nobody is waiting till September 11th. We could get a
I think we have
Minister
Pittman who's on mute. I think she's on mute.
Uh-huh. Okay, Minister KP is on mute. Who else?
I'm here.
Minister Lynette. Who's I'm here?
Pittman.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Pastor D, Pastor Diane,
Minister Pat.
Well, I have you. Minister, Pastor D, oh, Pastor Diane. Oh, do we have anybody other than Minister KP, Minister Lynette, Elder April, Evangelist Katie, Minister Pat, Pastor Diane, and Pastor D? And Pastor Linda. And who? I didn't hear who you said.
No, I was going to say Pastor Linda, but we have her. So I have Mr. Pittman.
What is that?
Somebody got two devices connected to the screen.
3363. It still is.
Okay. I have Minister Pittman, Minister Lynette, Pastor Linda, Minister Pat, Evangelist Katie, Pastor D, and Pastor Diane.
That's who I have as well.
Okay.
So we can get something out to each of you, either via text or via email. Minister Lynette, that may be your phone making the screechy noise. You probably can't say anything to us right now because you're on mute, but that may be your phone making the screechy. That's your phone making the screechy noise. Somebody else's phone.
Oh, we just took you off mute. So we have to put you back on mute, okay? Thank
better.
You. Sorry, we put you back on mute.
And so something will go out to you all, and the next thing you should see is the save the date and the registration. And not this week, not next week at all, but the following week, we should be seeing some scheduling beginning to take place. Whether you're coming into the pop-up studio, you're doing it with Evangelist Katie via phone or whatever, we need to begin to reach out to some of those people that we just listed. And that's it for right now.
Elder April.
Evangelist Katie, Elder April. Go on.
Elder April, I'll send you some guidelines for the remote video, and then that way people can have it and be prepared for it.
Okay. And have we had the taping with Evangelist?
No.
Davina, and also Shannon, that was done.
I did a video with Evangelist Davina, but we're going to redo hers. It's something is missing in her video, so we're going to redo hers and Evangelist Shannon this week.
Okay. I just want to make sure I had correct information, Evangelist Katie, that did you indicate we had approximately 10 to 15 videos completed that Apostle can, whoever can be reviewing before the release?
Sent Apostle the link. I already sent her the link so they can tap in at any point that they want to.
Was it like 10 to 15 videos?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. That was before you were on the line. I just want to make sure I didn't give incorrect information to Apostle.
Okay.
Okay, Apostle.
Okay. So, Elder April, Minister Katie, Evangelist Katie, I'm not sure if Pastor T is on the line, but and whoever else is Zoom proficient, we definitely need to visit Zoom to see whether we're looking at meeting or webinar, and if we're looking at the need to have rooms. And something else, I forgot what it was called. So we need to identify what it is we're going to need for the conference so we can prepare for that from a financial perspective.
Oh, Apostle, I need to get my hands on the camera as soon as possible to make sure we've got all the connectors for it.
I thought you took it when you were on location.
I did not.
Oh, okay.
It's still there.
Well, you definitely can look at it on Sunday.
Okay.
Because we definitely have to do a dry run this week. So.
I don't know why I thought you saw. Okay, that's fine. Okay, well, then if there's nothing else, we definitely thank everybody for being a part of this strategy meeting. I am excited about what we're doing and the direction that we're going in. If you have not registered for the AEN conference, we definitely want to encourage you to do so. For those of you that are registering as we speak, thank you. I am very excited about November. I think God is creating something that we don't even understand what he's about to do. We don't understand. We definitely want to come up with a way to incorporate the names of God and the life of Christ, and we want to include that. That's the other part that I didn't get to. But the names of God, the life of Christ, and we want to include the role of the Holy Spirit. So we have to find a way to incorporate that this year. And I guess we will, because we're talking about the bride of Christ, so you can't talk about that without the other two. But just so that we are aware that we're going to be looking at some things like that.
What are the hours of the November conference?
Oh, I don't have that.
Okay.
Now, is that important to move forward?
No, I was just thinking of, I was just thinking of the people on the other side of the world who could finally join.
I definitely want them to be a part. And I know 10 o'clock at night is their morning time. So, I mean, we definitely could come up with a way to incorporate them. How is that?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I can see that.
We definitely can come up with a way to incorporate them.
Yeah.
We can have some people over there do some video. We definitely can come up with a way to incorporate it.
Okay.
India, Africa, and Liberia, without a shadow of a doubt, can be a part of this.
Liberia is Africa.
Well, I'm at a different part in Africa.
Oh.
I should have been more specific and said Burundi and... Congo. I think that's where he's at, the Congo.
I understand what you mean.
So, definitely can do that. We definitely can do that. I'm going to stop now. That was a lot. But I don't want us to get so far that we forget to add that aspect. And so even if that's how we bring the sexual healing retreat is known to be that 72 hours of nonstop, even if we bring that back from the perspective of international, and so the conference really is 72 hours nonstop, it just depends on what part of the world. It encompasses, you know, the a working time frame for Washington, which is very different for Seattle, which is very different for a working time frame for Maine, which is different for a working time frame for Vegas, you know, or the Congo. They tripped me out. Or, you know, India or Burundi. And I can't think of where the other person is, somewhere in West Africa, but I don't remember. But anyway, so, you know, we can cover the globe and we can cover the clock by including, making it very inclusive. So that's good. 72 hours with multiple languages. All right. And just when you thought you had it, God is so God that he lets you know, nope, you don't even have your fingerprint on what I'm doing. So, and we can always count on Evangelist Katie for that.
So all I'm gonna tell you is don't come down. Just don't come down, okay? All right. So that is all I have. Does anybody else have anything they want to share? Because that's what makes this fun for me.
So when can I call you, Apostle? So we can talk offline.
Right now.
Okay.
Right now, because I have a meeting at 12. Right now.
When can I call you, Apostle?
And so, let me text you.
Okay.
As soon as this one is done.
Okay.
Okay.
I didn't wanna...
Who was that anyway?
Okay.
Pittman. Who said? Okay, Pittman, let me put a star by your name. All right, got you. Love you guys. Enjoy doing ministry with you. I'm definitely a lifer. I am all in. I am all in, and I'm grateful to be included. So I'm trying to figure out, just so you know where my mind is, that I'm trying to figure out how to include the Tulsa experience at Azusa that we have. Because that was just, I think that was so pivotal in this process when he said, you know, I never want somebody else to fall through the gap. I just don't know how to include it because obviously the main connector has made their transition to Glory. And there were some people that went with us on those multiple journeys there. But I don't think we'll do this any justice without somehow including what took place at Azusa.
Before you go, Felicia Beckett is going to give you a call.
I love it. I love it. Don't you come down, girl. Okay, thank you. All right, let me hang up so I can take all the calls and be prepared for my noonday meeting. I enjoy and appreciate you all.
Mm-hmm.
I pray not just that you would enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit, but that you'll be transformed by the presence, by his presence. It is in his presence that there is the fullness. So I pray a release of the fullness as you marinate in his presence. So, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.